And also, we'll start with one question and a follow-up. If we have more time, we'll come back around to the top. And we'll begin our questions today with Sarah Volpenheim from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Sarah?
Hi, thanks for taking the time. My first question is, how is the state ensuring access to COVID-19 vaccines for uninsured adults now that the federal Bridge Access program has ended?
So while you're right, the Bridge Access program through the CDC has ended. The CDC has also gone ahead and made COVID-19 vaccines available to the states. Wisconsin is expected to receive about 7,000 doses that will be available through our network of about 120 providers throughout the state. And those are adults who are un or underinsured for vaccines.
Another question, Sarah?
How do you all feel about that level of supply for uninsured adults, given, that I think the uninsured population is estimated to be around 100, or excuse me, 300,000?
It's certainly, I think first off, we're glad that we're able to supply the vaccine in the first place. But as you noted, the number is 7,000 doses. And but that being said, it does it's more than double the number of individuals who received a dose of COVID-19 through the Bridge Access program here in Wisconsin. But it certainly doesn't cover the number of uninsured adults in Wisconsin. So we do encourage, folks to make a plan to get vaccinated sooner rather than later.
Thank you, Sarah. Now to
Thanks.
Sean Kirkby from Wisconsin Health News. Sean?
Thanks for holding this. I was wondering, what is kind of the forecast for the respiratory season this year? This would be the th third year or fourth year with COVID and all these other viruses circulating, but fewer protections in place. Can you elaborate on what you're expecting to see?
Yes, I could take that one, Sean. It's a very good question. CDC has recently come out with a forecast for the respiratory season, which is mainly specified towards influenza. And they're thinking that this coming year, the 2024-2025 respiratory season, will be a milder season than it was this past year. This past year, they described our respiratory season as being moderate to severe. In Wisconsin, we had approximately 4,000 or more influenza-associated hospitalizations. And this coming year, they're thinking that it's going to be a better year. It's going to be more of a mild year. That's based on many different aspects as well. One being that the number of vaccinations that they're projecting to get from Wisconsin citizens is correct. If we have more people being vaccinated, it could be even a less severe year. If less people get vaccinated, it could be more severe. We're also looking at any kind of mutations, both in the COVID virus and also with the influenza virus, which could skew the prognostications as much as making it either worse or better. So that's what they're saying right now. It's again really hard to pinpoint 100%, but that's the theory that's going on that the CDC has shared with the states.
And another question, Sean?
Thank you. Dr. Schauer, you had mentioned that the 7,000 vaccines are kind of double the number that folks received through the Bridge program. So does that mean that there was 3,500 Wisconsinites who received vaccines through the Bridge program? And what is kind of like the time period for when they received those? Like, was that during a 1 year period or is that in total throughout the entire program?
Yeah, so that was for over the entire length of the Bridge Access program, which I believe was about a year. And so really was the uptake of the 23-24 COVID-19 vaccine.
Thank you, Sean. Now to Hope Kerwin from Wisconsin Public Radio. Hope?
I last fall was the first time that the RSV vaccine was available, I believe. And so I'm just kind of curious, in its second year now, if there is different messaging, or if you've learned anything from the first year of how to kind of message to the populations that should be getting the RSV vaccine.
So in terms of messaging, I mean, the recommendations have changed slightly. What they are for this year is that individuals 75 and older should receive a dose. And this is a, at this point, it's a once in a lifetime dose. We don't have recommendations for additional doses. So if individuals received it last year, they don't need it this year. The change is really for those 60 to 74 years of age with severe conditions which would lend themselves to perhaps having a more severe case of RSV, that they are recommended to receive it as well. And so, you know, with I think we're hoping additional availability and awareness about RSV and the importance of it in the respiratory season, making sure that our folks are aware of the need for the vaccine. On the other end of the spectrum, we also have the recommendation for pregnant individuals to receive RSV vaccine towards the tail end of their pregnancy to provide protection for their infants. And so that we're continuing to ensure that we're working with providers and those who work with pregnant individuals to make sure that they know to avail themselves in getting this to provide that protection. It's typically given between weeks 32 and 36 weeks and 6 days gestation. So it's a little bit of a tight time frame at that end of the pregnancy, but it's such a critical piece to helping provide protection for those infants. If the infant, if the you know individual doesn't get the RSV vaccine, there is the added possibility of the infant receiving nirsevimab or the long-lasting monoclonal antibody that can be given, you know, right as soon as the baby is born or you know, in the first few weeks and months of life to provide protection against RSV. So I think we're really fortunate to have sort of a two-pronged approach to preventing RSV. We anticipate the nirsevimab or the Beyfortus is the trade name for the infants, that will be in better supply this year and that there will be more knowledge and folks availing themselves of the RSV vaccine as well.
And another question, Hope.
I think just in general, you know, the state has seen a decline in vaccination rates and kind of struggled to get back to a previous high there. And I'm just curious if, you know, there is a different approach to encouraging vaccinations this year, if, you know, there is new efforts to try to reach out to those people who are choosing not to get their annual flu shot.
Yeah. And, you know, I think to start off with, you know, last year we saw about 35% of Wisconsinites received an influenza vaccine, which is pretty low. I mean, that's, you know, only, you know, one in three individuals was protected. And similarly with COVID, you know, 19 vaccine, the rate of uptake of the 23-24 was, I think, about 19%. So we certainly have a long ways to go in making sure that we are well-protected community. I think it's important that folks recognize and continue to remember that COVID-19 and influenza are serious diseases. While, you know, they can range in how much they hit someone, whether it's a couple of really crummy days or it ends up being with very severe complications or hospitalization or possibly death, we don't know who or how, you know, these diseases will affect an individual. And so it's really important to make sure that we're all protected. When we look at for COVID-19 of the teens or children and teens who were hospitalized in the last year, and this is nationwide data, that about 50% of them did not have any underlying illness. So they ended up in the hospital, but it wasn't just necessarily the kids that had high-risk conditions. Some kids seemed perfectly healthy. And so you never know who, and that's the same thing that we see with influenza. You can't predict who will have a milder and who will have a more severe case of these diseases, and wanting just making sure that people remember that these are important diseases to make a plan for protecting themselves, their family, and their community.
Thank you. Now to WISN TV in Milwaukee, WISN. And we'll start back at the top then with Sarah Volpenhayn. Sarah, do you have another question?
Yeah, I guess going back to the Vaccines for Adults program, how is it that the state is determining how to allocate those 7,000 expected doses among the different providers and health departments?
Yeah, so we are using our Vaccines for Adult provider network, which has been in place for a number of years, and we're continuing to to slowly grow it and add in, and such that we've got about 120 sites now at this point. And so those providers will all have opportunities to order vaccine. We'll make sure everybody in the network has some vaccine, and as they use it, they'll order more until that 7,000 doses, you know, is gone. And so we also will be providing influenza vaccine for un and underinsured adults through this same network. And so when ensuring that every provider in that network has some vaccine.
Do you have a number for how much the Milwaukee City Health Department is expected to get through that?
I don't know what they plan to order and have plans to administer, unfortunately.
Okay, thanks.
I will say we have not yet opened the COVID-19 vaccine piece has just is more recent, and so we are currently working to get that ordering and that implementation in place for the providers. So in the very near future, providers will have that opportunity to go ahead and order, and vaccine will start to be shipped. On the other hand, our Vaccines for Children Network, which serves un and underinsured children, as well as those on Medicaid, Alaska Native and American Indian kids, that network, the vaccine has started to come and is arriving in providers' offices. And vaccine continues to flow into providers' offices, both on the public and the private side, in the coming weeks and months. So it's not just a once and done. They continue to order, and as they use it up and get more into their offices.
Okay. Do you have an estimated timeline for when providers can expect to receive those adult doses through the Vaccines for Adults program?
We're working on getting that ordering out. It does. We typically, need to give it about 2 weeks from the time we place the order with CDC. Those doses are, you know, not shipped from the state. They're shipped from manufacturers or from the CDC. And so there's a little bit of time, but, folks can go ahead and call providers, see about, some may be making appointments now, or they may say you need to call back in a week or two, but it should be soon. Flu season, it's important to get your doses soon. And we typically say you want to get those done by the end of October. So gives us a little bit of time to make sure that the network has the doses and folks can get those vaccines.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah. Now to Sean Kirkby from Wisconsin Health News. Sean, do you have another question?
Yeah, thank you. The press release mentioned that there is new respiratory data webpages summarizing overall respiratory activity in the state. Can you talk a little bit about why you're releasing these webpages now and why focus on kind of looking at respiratory activity overall versus the prior dashboards that were just focused on, COVID-19, flu, and RSV?
I can start off with that one, Sean. The reason we're releasing it now, obviously, is we're getting into a brand new season. As a matter of fact, this week starts the season of the 2024-2025 respiratory season, and you'll see that on our weekly reports. So we thought it was a good time to announce our dashboard, our enhancements to the dashboard, and we really wanted people to think about COVID, but also realize that there's things other than COVID, flu, and RSV going out. We sort of have our dashboard that has other viruses like human metapneumovirus, which is a very serious virus that comes up around April, adenoviruses, which could cause many different problems, seasonal coronaviruses. We really wanted to get that across the board that it's not only the big three, even though the big three are probably the most important, but we want to be sure that people are aware of what's going on in the state and try to get as much information as they possibly can by age groups to try to answer people's questions as much as possible. And we'll be looking for some feedback from people towards the end of the season to see if we did a good job, how we can make it any better this come the following year. But that's the reason why we put together this dashboard and have it announced at this particular point.
Another question, Sean?
I'm good, thank you.
Thank you. Now Hope Kerwin from Wisconsin Public Radio. Hope, another question?
I have no further questions, thanks.
Okay. I'll go back to Sarah to see if she has any additional questions. Sarah Volpenhain?
I think that's everything I had as well.
Okay, well, thank you. And thank you all for participating in today's media availability, especially to Tom Haupt and Dr. Schauer. Any information, or if you have any follow-up questions, you certainly can send those to DHS Media. More information is available on the DHS website. Thank you so much and have a good afternoon.
Thanks.
We'll wait a little bit and we'll be with you.